Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. In a few moments, I'll be sharing with you a feature I put together following a conversation with a cardinal who for many years accompanied and organized many of Pope John Paul II's journeys across the world, and in particular in Eastern Europe. A feature in which, as you'll discover, the role John Paul II attributes to himself in the collapse of communism is discussed.
Remember words like perestroika, glasnost, solidarność? Words meaning rebuilding, giving voice to freedom, solidarity. Words that take us back in time to the fall of the Soviet era. That's 20 years ago, when the people connected to those words were on the front pages of every newspaper. Perhaps you may remember their names. Mikhail Gorbachev, the last president of the Soviet Union. In Poland, General Jaruzelski, the president of the nation, and Lech Wałęsa, the leader of the Solidarność trade union movement. But also from Poland, Pope John Paul II, whose frontline role has been recognized by many as instrumental in the collapse of that era. But what exactly did he himself say in this regard? Well, let's turn to his book, Memory and Identity, Conversations Between Millenniums, to find out more.
It is ridiculous to think that it was the Pope who really had caused the collapse of communism to his own hands.
It seems that in this book, John Paul II does not credit himself with bringing down the communist regime. As Cardinal Roberto Tucci, chief organizer of almost all of John Paul II's journeys abroad, points out,
he explains how, while the Pope from Poland
may to some extent have denied having held such a clear-cut role in this historical process, not everyone is of the same opinion.
Gorbachev certainly, and also Jaruzelski, they stress the role of the Holy Father in the falling down of Soviet Union. But the Holy Father is more prudent. I reread yesterday the three passages where he speak about that. In the first one, he says, we know that communism fell down because of the insufficiency of its socio-economic system. In another passage, he admits the great role played by the trade union, let us say, Solidarność.
The voice of the leader of Solidarność there.
Because he says that through that movement, not only that brought to collapse the Polish communism, but practically had a great influence in the falling down of communism of the nearby countries, I mean the countries which were around Poland, especially on the eastern side.
Yes, he triggered the process, maybe.
Yeah, he admits a little bit, but not too much. Mm-hmm. He doesn't attribute to himself such a role as other important, I mean, politicians recognize he had really played.
At this point, I thought I'd ask Cardinal Tucci how the Pope's roots and past history had played into the historical process of the time.
I think that the roots of his culture, are very important. He belongs to a country which has been suffering always very much, in its history. He had to fight all the way along to survive between Russia on one side and Germany, Prussia on the other side. So he was prepared to fight, as I say. In the same book, he says that when he was in Rome studying in the Belgian college, because the Pope prepared a thesis on St. John the Cross when he was in Rome for some years, when he was already a priest before becoming a bishop, a Belgian told him, "You Poles were able to resist to communism. If communism would have triumphed in Italy, we would not have been able to resist as we have done." So it's a history behind the Holy Father, the history of the nation, of the Polish nations. We prepared him to that fight. And also the fact that this country has always, I mean, for centuries, for a millennium, for more than 1,000 years, he had been always having the same language, the same religion, I mean Catholicism, and the Latin Catholicism. With very small minorities. I remember years ago that interviewing Cardinal Wyszyński, who was at the time most important figure of Catholicism in Poland. It was the time of John the 23rd, so many years ago. I mean, he was just joking, I mean, saying, you know, the very lucky thing in our history is that communism came from Russia. Because if communism would have come from Germany, probably all the intelligentsia of the country would be tempted to become communist. If communism would have been coming from France, perhaps we were all in danger to become communist. But thanks God it came from Russia.
Our thanks there to Cardinal Roberto Tucci, Jesuit and former organizer of Pope John Paul II's journeys abroad, for sharing with us his reading of a particular area of the book Memory and Identity. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.